95.7 The Rocket, Lafayette's classic rock. Hi there, it's Rob Creighton. We have Rocket listener Dennis with us this afternoon, and he's going to talk a little bit about Woodstock. And Dennis, you grew up here in Indiana, correct?
Yeah, right here in Lafayette.
Yeah. And how did you hear about Woodstock? Where were you at the time?
I had just got back. I was on leave, and a couple of friends of mine says, "Hey, let's go. We got to go to New York. There's something going on." So we hopped into their van and we took off, picked up three or four other people on the way, and we got there. It was just fun.
How did you hear about Woodstock in the middle of Indiana?
From these two guys that were talking, that friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And they had just said, they didn't say Woodstock. They just said, "Well, there's something going on in New York and we got to go check it out." And they mentioned a couple of names like Hendrix and Joan Baez. I love Joan Baez. So we went. I don't even remember going in. I was in the back of the bus.
Mm-hmm. Did you get all the way into the site with the bus, or did you get stuck in traffic or anything?
We got stuck in traffic for a little while, but not that long. And there was some outside parking, so we parked there. And we walked in. It wasn't maybe a mile.
When you got there, did you sense that it was going to be a huge event like it turned out to be?
Not like it turned out to be. We knew it was going to be a good time because we'd heard on the way these other guys we'd picked up and girls we picked up. They said, "Well, we heard Hendrix is going to be there, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and, people like that, all the big liners." We got there and we weren't expecting nothing like what we saw.
And tell me what you saw.
Wall, people. I mean, I don't know exactly how many people there. They say there was 500,000 people there, kids. And it certainly looked like 500,000 people. But other than that, I didn't hear anything about it until we actually got there, what was happening.
And when did you get there? What was going on when you got there? Had the music started? Were you there early enough to see Richie Havens go on just after 5?
No, we didn't. I didn't get to see Richie. I missed that one. I can't remember. Richie was the opening act, right?
Right.
That's what I thought, but I missed that. Quite frankly, a lot of it is just...
Were you enviving in various substances that was going on while you were there?
A lot. A lot. And everything just seemed to go smooth. I've never been to any kind of a concert where it went smooth, except for this one. I didn't hear any voices of anger, no racism, blacks, whites, whatever. You never heard it. Everybody was just there to have a good time, and we had a good time. Trust me, we had a real good time.
What are some of the things you remember that stick out in your head from those 3 days? You and your buddies.
Well, I lost my buddies once we got inside, so... I mean, we met up again outside, but a lot of things happened that stick in my mind, like the community swim in the lake. Everybody went swimming at one time or another in that lake, be it female or male. It was like a co-ed locker room. Everybody just jumped in the lake nude or clothes on or however they wanted to do it. But it was just a good time. Oh, I got one memorial I'll have to tell you about later, a little later in this. But the music is just, no matter where you was at, you could hear it. And everything, it was, I wish I could have words to describe. I'm not much of a talker, but.
And Joan Baez was probably your favorite?
I love Joan Baez. I've always liked Joan Baez. She was, in my mind, the head of the peace movement against Nam and all that. Well, and unfortunately, I ended up there. But there was a couple others that you don't hear from nowadays. I haven't heard, is Joan still alive?
Yes.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
I have not heard nothing from her in years. There was Country Joe,
mm-hmm.
Joe McDonald. You don't hear anything from them. A lot of the bands you don't hear from anymore. The only ones that I hear from now, a lot of, are Santana, of course.
Right.
By the way, he got booed. Yeah, he got booed. He was not known back then.
Okay.
And once he started playing, the booing went away, which you kind of expect it to happen.
Right. Well, you had two guitar greats with him and Jimmy.
Him and Hendrix and... The Who was there. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I like them too. I think one of the favorite songs they've ever done that I like was "Sweet Judy, Blue Eyes."
Mm-hmm.
I like that song a lot.
What about Sly and the Family Stone set? I heard that it got pretty wild.
It did, but Sly and the Family Stone, I wasn't really into that much. I heard them. I listened to them. I'll listen to any kind of music. Trust me. And the only kind of music I will not listen to is crying in the beer country. But I'll listen to anything. I'm open to anything. And who else? Oh, God. Tim Harding.
Right.
You don't hear anything from him anymore.
And going back to Woodstock, was it political, or was there an anti-war vibe going around? I know that's not what they tried to do.
I didn't feel anything. I did not feel or see anything negative at all. There was no negative feelings in that whole 4 or 5 days.
Did you have any concerns about that being on leave from the service at the time?
A little bit, yeah. But once I got inside, you met people in there that you would not expect to meet anywhere else in the world. I did. I met some of the nicest people I'll ever, and I wish I could remember their names and remember where they were from and all that. I would like to know where they're at now, what they're doing now.
And what'd you do for food?
Basically, we scrounged around. There was a lady there. I can't think of what her name was. She was serving granola bars or granola flakes or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then there was also a, what was their name? Hog something. But they served food.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't eat a whole lot. I didn't care to eat. I was just having too much time. Too much good times. Yes, I was. And I could talk about this all day. It's a memory. A memory will never leave you.
And what do you think? What has stuck with you for 40 years from Woodstock?
What has stuck with
me? What's the one major thing that you would... If there's one thing you could tell people about Woodstock, what would it be?
Hendrix. I woke up the last day to Hendrix playing the national anthem. And I'll tell you what, that was just awesome. I don't care what anybody says. He did one hell of a job on that. That was... To me, I was watching, I think it was Discovery Channel a while back, and they were doing a Woodstock special. I fell asleep. Guess what I woke up to? Hendrix playing the national anthem again. So that's what sticks out in my mind, is that part right there was probably, I'll never forget that. I will never, ever forget that.
And then at the end of it, how did you hop back in the truck and head back to Indiana?
No.
No?
I didn't go back to Indiana right away.
What'd you do?
We just kind of rode around, and we had things, and we just kind of rode around for a while. And I actually had an uncle that lived in West Point, New York. We went there, but he wasn't home, so we took off. And we spent the next 10, 12 days just cruising around, not doing nothing, not bothering anybody.
Very cool. Well, Dennis, thank you very much for sharing your Woodstock memories with us.
I hope you like, that was enough. It rained a lot. And, once the rain stopped, it was kind of pleasant. It was a bit on the nippy side, but other than that, it wasn't bad.